This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Former U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller is due to testify Wednesday before Congress about Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election on behalf of Donald Trump and whether Trump subsequently obstructed justice as president by trying to impede the prosecutor's investigation. Trump says he has no intention of watching the five-hour nationally televised Mueller hearing, or maybe only snippets of it. He insists the hearings are a waste of time and that he has been exonerated of either colluding with the Russians or interfering with Mueller's investigation. Mueller reached no conclusion whether Trump obstructed justice. Mueller pointedly said that if his team had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, he would have said so, but they did not say so. FBI Director Christopher Wray says the agency has more than 1,000 active investigations into attempted theft of U.S. intellectual property, with nearly all involving China, underscoring a previous designation of China as the number one counterintelligence threat to the United States. Wray told members of the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee, China is using more than government assets in targeting the United States.
What it is about, though, is about a country that is, in a variety of ways, through the Chinese government, the Chinese Communist Party, using not just government officials, but private sector entities, non-traditional collectors, etc., to steal their way up the economic ladder at our expense.
To combat Chinese espionage, the Justice Department unveiled an initiative last November that would identify priority Chinese trade theft cases and ensure they're investigated and prosecuted. In recent months, the Justice Department has announced a number of indictments of Chinese nationals as part of the effort. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.